Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by Fred Flight, my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs. Fred is, of course, a career intelligence professional, having spent some 20 years at the Central Intelligence Agency, also was the Chief of Staff for Ambassador John Bolton, then an undersecretary in the State Department, and subsequently became one of Congressman Pete Hoekstra's right-hand men on the staff of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He is the author of Obama Bomb, the dangerous and growing national security fraud, among many pieces at National Review, Newsmax, Fox News, and elsewhere. Fred, so good to have you back. Welcome.
Hey, Frank, good to be here.
Well, I know you're following very closely, as you have throughout your career, what North Korea is up to. We talked a little bit about it with Hank Cooper earlier in the program. I'd be interested in what we should do about the North Korean missile and nuclear weapons threat, metastasizing as it is, Fred. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, is talking about, as has President Trump, sanctions on China's trade with the United States if it doesn't shape up and really start curtailing trade with the North Koreans. Is that a good idea? And either way, what else should we be doing?
Well, we really need to think through, where is North Korea getting the advanced technology that it used to make a nuclear bomb that may be a hydrogen bomb? Clearly, it's getting technology from other countries. There have been many reports that China is getting technology possibly through barter from China. There was a very compelling Wall Street Journal article today that North Korea is sending large numbers of students to study advanced physics in China. That they're basically, this is, and this is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. They're learning how to make nuclear weapons in Chinese universities. This is something that has to be cracked down on. And finally, there is evidence that North Korea has agents all over the world and probably was able to get an advanced rocket engine that was fired in July from a Ukrainian rocket factory using Russian smugglers. And this is so bad, the Ukrainians have barred all North Koreans from their country. This is such a problem. So there's a lot we have to do here.
What you've exposed really is the degree to which, without the active support of the Russians and, of course, most especially the Chinese, this threat would be an altogether different thing, if not non-existent altogether. It raises an interesting question, Fred. Another country, again, that you've spent a lot of your professional career tracking and warning about is Iran. The relationship between the Iranians and the regime of Kim Jong-un is a source of abiding speculation, I guess, but also of concern. If indeed, and I know you're still somewhat skeptical about this, but if indeed the North Koreans have now developed and tested a hydrogen bomb, whatever it is, it's considerably more powerful than anything they tested previously. But let's just say, for the purpose of discussion, it is an H-bomb, Fred Flights. What's the likelihood that that's going to be in the hands of the Iranians in fairly short order?
I think we have to assume the worst. We know that there's been very close collaboration in developing ballistic missiles between North Korea and Iran. Iran got almost all of its ballistic missile technology from North Korea. It improved some of it, and North Korea benefited from those improvements. We know a senior Iranian nuclear scientist has been at least one North Korean nuclear test. And I think we have to assume the worst, that this technology is being shared with Iran, and Iran is helping finance North Korea's nuclear program. We know Iran has helped finance North Korea's missile program. It actually would invest in missiles in the 80s and 90s, so it would have the option to buy them if the missiles worked. And that might be going on with the nuclear program.
If it is going on with the nuclear program, and frankly, I can't imagine anything else, the question is, are there measures in place that would actually prevent the Iranians from getting physical hardware, or even more likely, at least the know-how to assemble a thermonuclear device based on what their North Korean allies have been doing?
My guess is that North Korea is not providing physical weapons to the Iranians. It would be worried about being caught. But I think they're probably providing the know-how. I wouldn't be surprised if they're training Iranian scientists. And at the same time, I wonder if the Chinese are training Iranian scientists. They're training North Korean nuclear scientists.
It's all, you know, cash crop as far as these guys are concerned. So it stands to reason. Fred, there's two other stories that I wanted just to touch on quickly with you. We are, of course, as we speak, awaiting word of what Donald Trump Jr. might have said to members of the congressional investigations into this so-called Russian collusion in the 2016 election. There is a story out that the folks at CNN, which have been breathlessly promoting the idea that there's a terrible scandal here, actually pulled off of their own investigation into this subject, the team that they had assembled for the purposes of covering it. Is this evidence, further evidence, really, of the fake news phenomenon? And what do we make of this story at the moment?
It sure is evidence of fake news. And lo and behold, CNN dug and dug and dug, and they found out what you and I have been saying for over a year. There's nothing here. There's no collaboration between the Trump campaign and the Russians. This is something that the Democratic Party and the media has been pushing because they're mad that Trump won the election. And the CNN dug to the end of this. They can't find anything else.
And so it's not exactly case closed, I guess. I'm sure they'll be reporting on what Donald Jr. says. But I have to say, my assessment of this is as yours is, that this has been much ado about not very much. It's not to say that there won't be further prosecutorial effort, certainly on the part of Robert Mueller, but we'll be watching very closely to see if there's any there either. Finally, Fred, as I mentioned, you've been a member of one of those investigatory or oversight committees, the House Intelligence Committee. What are you inclined to make of this report that a third of the staff of it and its sister committee in the Senate, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, are drawing upon staff members who have come out of agencies, as you did, the CIA? Is that an inherent conflict of interest or not a problem, as you see it?
Well, I'm glad you asked about this. The reporter was trying to get me to say that intelligence agencies are controlling the oversight committees. I said, well, from my experience, that's not true. But let me tell you something I told him. When I was on the committee, the CIA tried to pressure me to support its incorrect analysis about the Iranian nuclear program. And I said, look, if you're trying to twist the arm of a former analyst who's on the oversight committee, what are you doing to current analysts to stick to a corporate line? The reporter included that in the story. And I think we have to recognize these intelligence agencies are trying to influence the work of the committees, including by pressuring the staff. That's what I would take out of this article.
Well, and it speaks volumes to your own integrity, Fred Flights, that you stood up to it and would have none of it. I guess the question recurs, are others perhaps less independent, less resolute in the face of that kind of pressure? But your point is certainly well taken, that people who are still in the employ of the agencies that they're supposed to be, you know, working for, may well be subject to political manipulation and a kind of coercion. The sort of stuff we count on you to cover for us, Fred Flights, here at Secure Freedom Radio, as well as through the great work you do at the Center for Security Policy more generally. I know you'll keep it up and come back to us again very soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.